Rona.
Why?
Rona, 2020. Rona. Can you go away, please? Rona.
I thought I was going to watch Versus on Saturday, and Rona decided to come out and play, and now it's been postponed for another day. What is going on? What's this all about? And I hope Ashanti gets well soon. Man, I can't wait for Versus. She'll come slaying in. I don't know. But yeah, cool. Let's go on.
Hey, everyone. It's Cammy.
Hey, everyone. It's Allie.
And we apologize for that debauchery. But we had to.
We thought, you know, since you missed it on Saturday, we'll give you a little rendition of some Keisha and some Ashanti in there, you know, to give you a little taste of what's to come when, you know, Ashanti gets better.
Yes, we pray that she has a safe and speedy recovery and her family is also doing well.
Yeah.
So today's episode is going to be about our guilty pleasures.
Yes. So guilty pleasures is something where, whether it be a movie, television show, music, that you enjoy, that maybe others might give you the raised eyebrow, like, you listen to this? You watch this? So today we're going to talk about some of our guilty pleasures. And we hope that you share some of yours with us as well.
As you know, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
That's it. I'm not talking anymore. That's all, folks. Oh, man.
Da-da-da-da-da. So.
Definitely share some of your guilty pleasures with us on Instagram or Twitter. We know you got them. Everyone got them. You just got to share them. So, Cammy, what's your first one for guilty pleasures? What do you have?
Okay, so my first guilty pleasure, which is not really much of a guilty pleasure because other people watch it, is just I won't like walk around and talk about like, oh my God, I watch a show. I love it so much. It's Love and Hip Hop. There's different seasons and there's different locations. The one that was mostly my guilty pleasure was Love and Hip Hop Atlanta because it was legit. It was the littest one out of all of them. It was so entertaining to watch Jocelyn Hernandez.
Oh, and yes. Jocelyn. She's entertainment factor.
Yes, yeah. She was so entertaining. And watching her go at it with like Mimi and Stevie J and the other cast members.
Who was the guy that was like the cheater? There was one that
Stevie
always...
J.
Yeah, there we go.
And watching Carly Rae and her relationship unfold, like they were friends and then they became frenemies and then they weren't friends anymore. Carly Rae is so messy, but in a good way. Like she's a good friend to have because she's always going to come to you with everything. Like if she hears your name in the wrong sentence, she's going to tell you. And she is a little snoop. She is Blue's Clues for Atlanta, okay? She gonna find everything.
But it's like you have those people in certain shows. Like, for example, the Real Housewives of Atlanta, I feel like is the best Real Housewives, hands down. I haven't watched a lot of it, but I've seen episodes and it's very entertaining. But NeNe Leakes, I feel like you can't have Real Housewives of Atlanta without NeNe.
Yes, she is.
Same thing with... You can't have Love and Hip Hop without Jocelyn because she's just so much of an entertainment.
Oh my goodness. She is mad hilarious. Like, she's really good at what she does. I'm not going to lie. She really is. I was sad to see her go, but I mean, like, she had her child and, you know, being in that environment is kind of toxic. So yeah. It's best for her to remove herself, take care of herself, take care of her daughter, and have a peaceful and more stable life. Because Love and Hip Hop, even though it's, in my opinion, it's a guilty pleasure because, like, I feel bad watching these people, like, go at it and fight, like, when they're supposed to be uplifting and helping each other. We're Black people. And yeah, it's just, like, even though even certain seasons, there's different seasons and location that everyone's Black, but they're still in the same circles. So regardless if you're Black, Hispanic or Asian or white, we're supposed to be here to help each other and take care of each other, not tear each other down and back. I was going to say backbite, which is like backstab against each other and plot against each other. I mean, like, even though the seasons are very entertaining, it's still disheartening to me that I actually watch it because yeah. I don't like all that negativity spewed all over the internet, regardless if it's for TV or if it's really real life. Like, for instance, there's an episode where in the Hollywood Love and Hip Hop, there's a young lady named Brooke Valentine. She's a really good recording artist. She's beautiful. But to go through the hoops and ladders that she went through in the season that she was on for her man, Marcus, and to go back and forth with her best friend at the time. I don't know if they're still best friends, but I would hope so because Booby, he is sexy. But anyways, to go back and forth between Marcus and seeing the little piece of the relationship that it allowed us to see, regardless if it was just for show or it was real, it was like back and forth with these other young ladies who were trying to like talk to her man. And they were broken up at the time. And she's like, oh, no, you're not going anywhere. You're my man and you're going to marry me. Nobody else. Everybody else got to go. And it was just like, you're too pretty, smart and intelligent for this. And it's really funny because now they're together. They're married and they have a beautiful daughter and they have a nice blended family because he has a daughter before their marriage and she has a son before their marriage. And now mm-hmm. together they have a blended family. But it's just really funny to see all the stuff that she went through, the little schemes that she went through with these other girls to like try to let them understand, like, I'm not going anywhere. So even if he's with you, he's still with me. I am the main one. Because there was an episode where he supposedly got this girl pregnant, right? And yeah. She was up at the clinic where him and the girl were, right? And she's outside and she's like, are we having a baby? And the girl's like, excuse me, what are you doing here? And she's like, I heard that you were here and I just want to make sure that you get the proper support you need. Also, I just came to drop off a box of condoms because just in case you're not really pregnant, I just want you guys to be safe because, you know, I'm going to be a part of it. And just to let you know, I'm going to be a great stepmother. And I was like, what is wrong with this girl? Brooke Valentine for Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Sorry, not Atlanta. Brooke Valentine for Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Amazing. I love her. Her little quirkiness, her little schemes was so entertaining. Jocelyn Hernandez and Carly Red for Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Love them. She just made the show for me. Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Yandy and Mendici's Baby Mamas was a whole episode. Also, Yandy's relationship with Kimbella, another episode. Also,
Yandy had a lot
Erica
of like...
Mena was another situation. They all made the show for me in different ways. And of course, the OG Chrissy. You cannot mention Love and Hip Hop without Chrissy. Chrissy is that chick and you don't want to mess with her, okay? She made the first season for me. Like, I was hooked because of her. Okay? And then Love and Hip Hop Miami, because we, you know, we're Floridians up in this piece. I mean, like, you just can't talk about Love and Hip Hop Miami without Trina and Trick Daddy. Like, they're the show for me, you know?
Yeah.
It's me, you know? Everybody else is great. I really love Jessie Wu. I really love... I can't remember that young lady's name. I forgot her name at the moment. Her name escapes me, but she's a Afro-Latina. I forgot her name right now, but they're the source of the show that I really like to see. And of course, nobody can forget Sukiyana. Sukiyana is mad entertaining. I love everything that she's about. She's as real as it comes. She might have you laughing, but she is like 100% genuine. So yeah, shout out to the whole entire Love and Hip Hop cast, regardless if I said your name or not. Shout out to y'all.
Okay, that's a good one. I definitely understand what you're saying with the whole how it can be a guilty pleasure, because it is true. We need to spend more time uplifting people and making, instead of being so like hateful or petty, we need to find the moments to uplift or work together as a team, like not putting women down just because you don't agree or or because they're with your man, like things like that. It's just kind of like, all right, you can move on from this. But the entertainment factor of those conflicts, it's like, oh, this is cool to see, but we need to do better actually as a community, just all across the board. If Corona didn't teach you anything, we need to do a better job of uplifting and togetherness.
Absolutely. Couldn't have been said better.
So, my guilty pleasure is the one and only guilty pleasure I have for this episode is WWE, which is the World Wrestling Entertainment.
How is that a guilty pleasure?
I'll tell you why, because a lot of people are like, you're grown, like that's the stuff you watch when you're a kid, like why are you still watching it? I grew up on it. I grew up watching what in the WWE they call the Attitude Era. So that was when you had Stone Cold, you had Trish Stratus, Lita, The Rock, Undertaker, Mankind. All those guys were in it. And that's when I was watching it. And now it's like, okay, I'm older and I still continue to watch it. I still think it's entertaining. It's basically kind of like a soap opera. It has the dramatic moments, it has the fights, and then it has the comedic relief. So that's one reason why I think people should check it out if you haven't. Right now, due to Corona, a lot of people got laid off in WWE. So the storylines are not the best. But even before that, WWE has a difficulty with making the storylines like a long-term thing. They usually kind of do like a short-term. And that's where I think they need to do a better job of. But for the show itself, though, a lot of people expect people who are watching it to be like teenagers. Like when John Cena was on in WWE, a lot of his merch didn't get it sold to adults. It got sold to kids. Like Bayley, before she turned heel, which in WWE, heel is like the villain and a face character is like your protagonist, it's your hero. So when Bayley went from being like the hero to being a heel, all her merch switched, but all kids were buying her like Go Lucky Me shirts and all this stuff, you know what I mean? So a lot of people, they just think like, oh, if you're into wrestling, you must be like a child. And I'm like, nah, I just enjoy it. It's entertaining. I was actually going to go to WrestleMania this year, but Corona happened. So that was going to be my first ever live appearance kind of deal. And that's why I was like, oh, if I'm going to go to a show and try it for the first time, I might as well go to their Super Bowl, basically, because if that doesn't entertain me, then what's the point of going to the, you know, Raw or SmackDown? So WWE, they have like three brands, and it's Raw, which is their longest reigning brand that they've had. And that happens on Monday nights. And then you have SmackDown, which comes on, I think, Friday nights. I never watch these shows when they're actually on because I don't got cable. So I watch like on Hulu. So can't tell you if I'm getting the exact dates wrong. And then NXT is their third brand, which it just became a brand because it used to be like their development league. And they would just like throw new wrestlers that they hire into them. And then they would develop with their character and their skills and then be put either on Raw or SmackDown. But now it's its own like brand as well, and that show happens on Wednesday nights. So yeah, WWE for me is my guilty pleasure. Have you heard of it? Have you watched it? Do you know about it?
Yeah, I used to watch SmackDown all the time, and as a kid in elementary school, I used to watch the regular wrestling matches, especially when they used to come on USA when I had cable at that time. Mm-hmm. So I to watch Raw, you should watch WWE. I used to love SmackDown, especially when Undertaker stopped being so scary and creepy, and he used to roll out there on his motorcycle with the Limp Bizkit song, keep rolling, 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 keep rolling, 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 and then when they brought back Hulk Hogan, and he was a good guy, and then the stupid side story that he became a bad guy, and he was with Triple H and Vince McMahon, and they just started, you know, ripping through everything, and his daughter, and then Undertaker took, when the Undertaker was still creepy, took his daughter, kidnapped her, and then his brother. I wonder if Kane really is the Undertaker's brother, even though we never seen him with the mask off, or actually they did take
him one time. Fun fact, Kane is actually a mayor currently.
What? No.
Yes. He's a mayor.
Wow. And then China was there, and she was the best female. And then the Hardy Brothers and, you know, Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Woo! That was my man. And Randy Savage. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
Yokozuna.
Some of my favorite wrestlers. Like, I love Triple H when he was a wrestler. I love The Rock. I love Stone Cold. I love Trish Stratus. I love Lena. I love Victoria. Victoria was, I wish she was in this current, like, era of women wrestling, because back then, you know, a lot of it was, like, panty matches and, like, mudslinging matches, and they weren't being able to show, like, their athletic, you know, talent as well. And I think if Victoria and Beth Phoenix were in current roster at their peak now, it would be interesting to have her go against like Charlotte Flair or Bianca Belair or Sonya Deville. Like, those people it would just be an interesting kind of group. But I've watched it when I was little, and it brings back good memories. And then I like now continue to watch it every once in a while. The one thing I don't like is the fact that I feel like I could come up with better storylines some of the time. I know you probably have shows where you think like, oh, I could come up better. But some of the storylines, I'm just like, they're not using the talent to their best ability. Like, there's Mickie James. Like, Mickie James is a 6-time champ, and she comes back. They do like all these promotional videos about her, you know? And like, oh, she's coming back, and oh, Mickie James is so great. And then they just like ruined her return. Like, her return just was like, what is this? She was doing random matches with like random people. She had that horrible match with Asuka, which Asuka is a Japanese wrestler who can kick anyone's butt. She is so good. And it just was like, all right, I was hoping for a rivalry between Asuka and Mickie James, or even Mickie James and Chelsea Green when she was coming up, or some kind of, or her and Sonya Deville, or her and Bayley. Like, give me some kind of rivalry that like comes up so you can pay attention to like a story, you know? But it was like, she just kept getting put into just random matches that just didn't really mean crap.
I used to love wrestling. I still like it. I don't love it as I used to. I loved it to the point that I used to watch like the underground wrestling matches. There was another wrestling federation that was around at the time that had some, it was like, it looked like underground wrestling, but it was on television too. And it used to come on Saturday mornings early, like, or late after the cartoons. And it used to come on like one of the public television channels. It was not on cable. And I forgot what it was called, but
Ring of Honor.
High school. I don't remember what it was called, but I just remember there was like these two Asian looking girls, and they were like the Lotus Sisters or something like that. One had like a lotus flower and the other one had a lily or something like that. Another Asian flower. And I used to watch that a lot, and they had really good storylines. It was a little bit better than SmackDown.
Yeah. So I'll try my best to describe to you my favorite current storylines, or at least recent in the last couple months. I know it's been difficult with Corona, but the ones that I currently like, the first one would have to be Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville. Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville are a tag team, right? They've had been a tag team since they moved up to the main roster for the most part. They first joined together with Paige and did, I think it's Absolution was their group name. But basically, Sonya Deville, who's this brunette girl, long hair, and then you have Mandy Rose, which is your typical like blonde girl, blue eyes kind of, you know, look. So Mandy always got more of like the opportunities or the focus because she's considered like the golden goddess or whatever. So they use that as a storyline. So like Sonya betrays her by trying to mess up her boyfriend situation with Otis. I know I'm doing a terrible job explaining this, but she basically gets another guy involved to like go on a date with Mandy by sabotaging Otis, saying like Otis never showed up. So she got like stood up basically. So this girl's like all crying, like, why would he stood me up? And then it gets revealed that Sonia was the whole reason, because she took her phone and sent a text to Otis saying like, oh, I'm going to be late, like come an hour later or whatever kind of deal. And that whole storyline, like they actually took the time to like show these little details throughout, and you saw like the change in both the characters. And then when they betrayed, when like Sonia betrayed, she had some of the best mic work. Like, just it blew everyone away. It went on like the internet, everyone was shocked, but she really did sell her promos so well. And then the only reason why that storyline kind of ended really quick is actually Sonya Deville in real life had a huge issue with a stalker, and that person actually like got into her house and stuff. So because of that happening at the same point of like their pay-per-view, they kind of just ended the feud and let her go on like a break. And like, you know, because it's a lot that like what happened to her in real life was a lot. So they just kind of like, all right, this feud ended, just cut off right here and, you know, go. So that's one of my favorite storylines from Corona. I love right now Roman Reigns and his whole head of the table thing. Roman Reigns is kind of like, since he's like related to The Rock, he always gets the pushes, you know, and he's always been the protagonist of the story. And he's always been like well loved, and you know, but this year he actually turned heel. So everyone's loving the heel work that he's doing, which I think it's just one of his best works, with working with Paul Heyman. And he's like basically saying like he's the head of the table. He's in charge of his family. And he has a cousin that is also a wrestler. So the cousin got brought into the storyline. And now like the cousin's basically kind of like his lackey, you know, like he's just like, do all my dirty work for me. Thank you very much. So I like that storyline. And then Bayley and Bianca Belair have a storyline kind of going on, that's starting, where Bayley's always like a woman that always has a championship, and she doesn't right now, but she's having like a feud with Bianca, which is interesting. Like they had times where like Bayley would try to interfere on her matches, and she would like return the favor and be like commentating, you know, during Bayley's matches and being a distraction. So it's been really cool to see all these like smaller, you know, storylines kind of develop. Sorry for the rant.
No, you're fine. It's very interesting to listen to it because I haven't watched anything in many years. So,
but yeah,
I have friends who are wrestling fans. They still go to the matches when they did come into town. So,
we should definitely have them on. I would love to talk to them. We could definitely have them on if we can. I would love to talk to them about wrestling and stuff. Because
okay.
It's basically a soap opera. And then, you know, when they do it right, it's really, really done well. When they do it wrong, it's memes. It's kind of like the one storyline that was just a big flop for me was Retribution. They try to make this like group be like, basically, how do I explain? They were coming in, wrecking the place up, like destroying the ring, destroying the building, saying like they're going to change the way WWE is. You know, like they're like the new change that's coming into town. Like, we're not going to be here for like the normal blah, blah, blah. We're not going to suck up to the man. And it was just really poorly done. When you name yourself Flapjack as your wrestling name, I can't take you seriously. What am I supposed to do with that? And you guys have like these masks on that looked like you got it from like a Halloween store down the street, and you just threw it on and was like, my name's Flapjack. And I forgot what the other ones are. They were just equally terrible names.
Okay.
What's something that you have for your next?
Well, like I said before at the beginning, like most of my guilty pleasures are not guilty pleasures, like the traditional guilty pleasure, but it's just something that I call it a guilty pleasure because I do it and it's like excessive. So for me, ice cream, I love ice cream. I can eat ice cream for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but of course I don't. But I just love ice cream a lot. I love french fries. If I have an opportunity to eat french fries every day, I would if I could.
Oh, french fries are great. Potato itself is great.
Yeah, I love potatoes. So that's why I love french fries as much as I do. Next thing would definitely be lip gloss. As you know, you've seen my lip gloss collection.
Well, yeah, you got a lot.
So I love...
How's it doing with the Rona?
I can't wear them. That's so... I hate it. So all I can do is just use my chapsticks, which I have a lot of those too, because those are the base layer for the lip glosses that I have. So I have abundant... a plethora of an array of selection of lip glosses that I cannot wear for 2020. And the sad part of it is I'm still buying them, putting them down for the day I can wear them and let everyone see how beautiful the colors are. So yeah, that's pretty much my guilty.
I told myself I was going to get another lip gloss or something. Like start actually getting into the lip gloss game. Like, I have a few. Like, I think I have, like, three. But I was thinking of, like, actually trying different colors or, like, lipsticks, you know? But then I was like, what's the point? I'm wearing a mask right now. Why should I invest in it now? I'll wait.
Exactly. I would definitely tell you to wait. But it's hard for me to wait when I see certain colors and certain brands have a lip gloss that I wanted to try, and then they're on sale. Of course, I'm going to still buy it. I'm going to buy it and put it down. As long as it doesn't open, it doesn't oxidize. It's still good. Yeah, it's something. Like, me and my mom will go to the store, and she'll see me, look down the aisle where all the lip glosses are and lipsticks, and she'll look at me like, you don't need anymore. And I'm like, yeah, but they just might have that one color you don't need anymore. But might have that one color I don't have, you don't need anymore. And she'll see me in the basket, and she'll see two lip glosses, and she's like, I thought you didn't need anymore. I said, I know I don't, but I don't have these colors. They look really pretty, don't they? Won't they look good on me? And she's like, but they're two clear lip glosses. Yes, so one for one purse and one for the other purse. Duh. And she's like, I don't even have nothing to say to you. It's your money wasted if you want to. So, yeah. But it's the thing is, like, my lip glosses are not that expensive. So, it's not like I'm wasting money. It's not like I'm buying, like, one lip gloss for $15 or one lip gloss. Well, actually, I do. But anyways, those are different lip glosses, okay? Those are limited edition lip glosses, okay? Mm-hmm. But it's not like it's for, like, $20-something or, you know, $50-something. They're not like Dior. They're nice brands. They're well-known brands. They're suitable for my pocket. Okay, I'm not spending outside of my means on some lip glosses, okay? So, yeah, I know I'm shopping in my own bedroom, but still, I can always add to the collection, okay? So, yeah, those are my guilty pleasures.
Those are all of them right there?
I mean, yeah, because the other ones, I don't consider them guilty pleasure. Like, everyone's always on YouTube and Instagram. We watch the YouTube videos, depending on which ones you like to watch. I watch the different types of YouTube videos. Sometimes I watch the little animal videos from, like, Dodo. And I just, like, watch the stories about, like, how they rehabilitated an animal or how this animal brought joy into this person's life because of XYZ that happened to them. Or watching people's stories on IG, like mostly celebrities, not just like my friends, but like people who I don't have real contact with, people who I really don't know. I watch their stories about them traveling or buying a new item or just showing how they do their makeup or how they did their hair or watching a guy sing or dance or something like that. I mean, like, those are my mediocre guilty pleasures, but that's pretty much it.
I don't think anyone, if you guys could see her lip gloss collection in the amount, I do agree that it is a guilty pleasure for her. But they all look good on her. So she, you know, at least she picked the right shades.
Yeah.
Or are you picking the wrong shades and just being the one that's like, I'm returning this?
Actually, there are some that I should have returned, but I still want to finesse them and make them work. Because they're like liquid lip glosses or liquid lipsticks. And I want to keep them because they're matte. and they will look good in certain moments. And I have like about 5 of them. They were on sale, so I bought them. So I just need to buy some like lip liners and make it work with the like put a lip gloss on top of them. It will come out good when it's time for me to buy them. I mean, not buy them, wear them. Is there anything else you want to add today?
Did I mention any of my favorite wrestlers? Did you mention yours? I think so.
Yeah, I don't really have favorite wrestlers, but I did mention the wrestlers that I liked.
Okay. Charlotte Flair is cool as a wrestler. She's actually the daughter of Ric Flair.
Oh, really? We have to go check her out.
Google her real quick. Like, her body is insane. She has like 6-pack and like just blonde hair and 6-foot tall. I'm like, how the heck you get all this? She is super athletic. Super athletic. She does like a moonsault off the top rope like it's nothing. And a lot of people hate on her just because she's been like champion like 10 times already. But she passed Trish Stratus's record, and a lot of people are mad about that because they think her like recent championships haven't been like a good storyline. It's just kind of like random, like, oh, Charlotte's here, you go, here's the belt. But you can't deny that she is extremely talented and a tremendous
athlete. She is mad pretty.
See? And oh, look up her boyfriend right now, Andrade. He's cute. But he's really good too.
Yeah, he looks nice.
Yeah. He's a really good heel. The thing is, he used to have Zelina Vega, who I'm so sad that WWE let her go. And they let her go out of pettiness because she wanted to keep hold of her like Twitch, you know, and like her YouTube channel and stuff like that, and thought it was unfair that WWE is now trying to claim all their superstars like Twitches and cameos and saying like, oh, nope, you guys got to get rid of that. And then we'll bring our own version of that. And you guys can get a portion of those sales of those numbers. But yet these athletes, and they're considered independent contractors. So WWE doesn't claim them as full employees where they give them the benefits, but they want to dictate what they do on the side. You get what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
That to me is like, right. Oh, come on.
That sucks.
Yeah. So that's the one thing I kind of like, I hate that I'm supporting them in the way of like by watching their product, but I, you know, the talent and the stuff, like the talent deserves to have eyes on them. It's just sucky how their company is running. How are you going to have someone be an independent contractor and then tell them they can't go out into other programs like AEW or Impact Wrestling and like perform there, you know, they can only perform with you guys, but they can't get any insurance or health insurance. And now you're saying, oh, we noticed that all of you guys are doing like Twitches, and they were getting some of the people on Twitch, like Paige and the New Day had more of like a YouTube that turned into like a podcast too as well. They were getting like views. So this was all their actual money, like straight up to them. WWE had no control of it. But now that WWE sees, oh, our people are like really popular on Cameo and Twitch, like, we're just gonna insert our claim on it now. Like, oh, if you're using your wrestling name, like, we own that. So, like, we're gonna own these sales as well. You know, you have to now cut tie. Like, they had to literally shut down all their, like, social media stuff. That's, like, not, like, Instagram, because that's owned by WWE as well. But, like, the side hustle stuff.
That's messed up. That's not fair.
Yeah. So I felt bad because some of those people truly, especially during Corona, when a lot of the people got laid off, like they did like a Disney kind of layoff where you literally see the same people each show, like 10, there's like 10 people you see on the show where you're used to seeing so many more wrestlers, you know, even the ones who act like jobbers and lose every single match, you used to at least see them. Whereas now it's like you have Probably, I literally think I can count on my hands the amount of people in each show. Because if their work isn't happening, it's not like they can do, like, independent shows, then their whole side hustle just got removed from them. So really, what are they doing, you know?
Yeah, what else is there? Like, you took everything else away from me. And if I do anything outside of wrestling, you're going to want to cut. And so you're just cutting into my money again.
Yeah, and they don't even get to, at least if, like, I would understand WWE with that position if they were full-time employees. But the fact that you guys still claim them as independent contractors, to me, it makes no sense.
Well, that's all, folks. Copyright. Well, thank you all for taking the time out to listen to our podcast today. We really hope that you enjoyed it. We hope that we'll be able to hear / read your 2 cents on our social media pages. Again, you'll find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at here, H-E-A-R _ our 2 cents. And we hope to hear from you. Honestly, we love the engagement. Please reach out to us. Please talk to us. We want to have the banter. We want to go back and forth. Just don't come and fight me, even though I tell you that in the other podcasts. But in this one, don't fight me because there's nothing to fight me about, okay? Just send me your products. Send me your lip glosses that you ain't used and open so I could try it out, okay? Sponsor us.
Thank you guys again for listening to us. We hope that you are able to share your guilty pleasure with us. It is a safe space. We do not judge here. So go ahead and make sure you do that.
Well, take care, everyone. Peace.
Bye, everybody.